As you move through life, it can be easy to get caught up in your own concerns, perhaps even to the exclusion of others around you. But you might also find a kind of yearning rising up in you for something bigger, something more to life. Film director Bill Bennett found himself thinking a lot about the Camino de Santiago, which is many hundreds of kilometres long and crosses multiple countries. He's made a film about it. It's very brave and very funny. It's called The Way, My Way, and it's based on the book that he wrote after he did his very own pilgrimage. Bill Bennett, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you.
And Johnny Walker Santiago is with us too. He's walked the Camino dozens of times, taking many different paths, and he's written a series of guides and books about the walk. Johnny, great to have you on the program.
Good morning.
I'm wondering if you've hiked the Camino de Santiago, or even just a section of it, because it's very long. What did it mean to you to tread those ancient paths, as so many others have done before you over the centuries? And make me jealous, because I've wanted to do this for a very long time, and various things have intervened. So I'm very interested to hear how it worked out for you, Bill. Hello.
G'day.
Now, I mean, what drew you to this? Because you've said it wasn't an issue of faith, and it wasn't a kind of nebulous finding yourself idea. What was it?
I really honestly didn't know. I had been in Spain, northern Spain, on holidays with my wife. I'd seen these people walking, what turned out to be the Del Norte. I got talking to them and discovered that they were walking this 800-kilometre pilgrimage walk. I asked a lot of them why they were doing it. They didn't really know. And I came away thinking, what a stupid, meaningless, crazy thing to do. And it immediately appealed to me. And so I just had to do it. But I did the walk really not knowing why.
So wait a minute. You booked the flight, you found your stick, you packed your bag, all without not knowing why you were heading off to Spain.
Yeah, it was a real mystery to me. It genuinely was. And I was hoping that during the walk that the reason would become apparent to me. And it didn't. I got to Santiago at the end after, for me, a torturous walk because I had problems with my knee and I was expecting an epiphany, sort of a bolt from heaven.
Yeah, you know, atheist heaven.
telling me why I'd done this. And really, I had to go home and write the book to get closure on what I'd done.
We'll come back to this, but Johnny, I want to know from you, do you remember what drew you out that first time? Because you've walked it so many times now.
I remember exactly. Around about the year 2000, I'd been doing very difficult jobs and, like you, I wanted something on my bucket list to change my life. The chairman of the board of the company of which I was the chief executive invited me to dinner. And I went to the big house, rang the doorbell, he opened the door and he said, come into the drawing room.
What does it look like?
So I went into the drawing room and there on the wall was a map of what I now know to be the Camino Francés. And there were three photographs of his wife, Jenny, walking along. She'd done it in three stages. And over dinner, she spoke about the blisters, the fellowship, the albergues, the scenery, the food, the feeling of freedom. And the seed was planted. It took four more years for me thinking about this and dreaming and calculating my pension fund as to when I could do it. So I wasn't entirely sure why I embarked on this journey. But it's changed everything.
Well, yeah, and that happens for people, doesn't it? The seed is planted and then years later they might get there. How prepared are they when they do get there, in your experience?
Well, people don't have to be terribly prepared, because you can go slowly. You can walk a few kilometres in the first few days, get used to it. Of course, it's best to have done some training before you go, preparing your gear, make sure you've got all the stuff. Not too much, Hilary. You've got to take as little as possible. The less weight you carry, the better your feet will be.
Well, and I was just laughing out loud when I saw the bit in the film, Bill Bennett, where you're weighing your undies on your wife's kitchen scales to try and get your pack down under 10% of your body weight. And her response was very hilarious. Tell us a bit about your wife's attitude to this whole project.
Well, when I first told her that I wanted to walk the Camino de Santiago, we were actually in a restaurant. And she laughed so much she spurted her food all out over the table. And my children had a very similar response. They thought that it was a passing fad and that there was no way in the world that I would do it. But when I finally booked the ticket and bought my backpack. Even then, she found it very difficult to believe.
Well, yeah. I mean, she knew you. She knew your knee.
Hillary, I'm a stupid person, really. I'm a very stupid person because what I did is I overtrained. And in overtraining, I flared up a knee injury quite badly. And I remember getting to I landed in Biarritz, close to the starting point. And I remember facing these stairs in the airport thinking, I've got to walk up these stairs. And if I can't walk up these stairs, I can't walk up the Pyrenees tomorrow.
How long did you stay at the bottom of the stairs before you made the first step?
It was nuts. I had this very strong belief that my knee would come good if I walked 800K.
Okay.
Yeah, like I say, I'm stupid.
Well, he's certainly stubborn, Bill Bennett, as you will see if you watch the film, which is called The Way, My Way, The Way being a reference to the Camino de Santiago in Spain, but also France and several other countries, I understand.
Well, no, only two. So the Camino Francés starts off in a place called Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, which is on the French side of the Pyrenees. And then on the very first day, you climb the Pyrenees into Spain, and then the rest of it is in Spain.
Johnny Walker Santiago, your view? I saw a funny facial expression flit across you just then.
Traditionally, people in the Middle Ages walked from their homes. So there are routes from all of the major European countries, including Ireland and Wales and Scotland and so forth. And some people are still travelling these routes. So they can start in Stockholm and walk to Santiago.
Wow. So it's like a kind of giant octopus just converging.
Absolutely. And all of the routes in Europe converge into five routes in Spain. Bill's right. The Camino Francés, the Camino del Norte, the Camino Inglés, and so forth.
So what kind of changes do you see in people, Johnny? Because you've written guides and books, you've walked the walk a lot of times. How do you see it change people?
Well, people change if they want to change. The advice that I give people is the essential component that you need to put in your rucksack is an open mind and be prepared to embrace the experiences which you have. You know, some people, about a third of people walk for religious reasons, and the pilgrimage was originally a religious pilgrimage. That means 66% walk for a variety of reasons, to find themselves, for sporting, like you, a hard-pressed radio presenter.
So hard. My life is so hard.
You need time off, time to yourself. The concept of pilgrimage is time apart from your usual life, that you're walking towards a holy place, not necessarily for religious reasons.
Well, and I think even non-religious people want the idea of something bigger than themselves, and this is certainly a very big thing. I was struck by one bit of the walk, Bill, the Meseta, which is a couple of hundred kilometres of flat and open and largely featureless landscape, and a lot of people choose to skip it. But it was really important for you. Why?
Very important. It's to me, it is the essence of the Camino, because for me, what happened, it is largely flat. There's long distances between villages. And what happens, Hillary, is that when you walk and you get into this sort of hypnotic space, because you have the sound of your walking stick, tick, 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 tick. You have the sound of your breathing. The wind sweeps in over the plains. And I found it to be a very cleansing time. But also it's a place of contemplation. And you do get into a walking meditation just with this sort of metronomic beat that sort of takes over your whole system.
Well, yeah, but your metronome was a bit wonky by the end, wasn't it, or at various points. How did you keep going on that knee?
Look, I was told, I went to an orthopaedic surgeon when I came back. I had scans and so forth. He said, you're bone on bone, you don't have any cartilage. How did you walk this distance? He said, and I remember his words, he said, it's a miracle you've walked this distance. And I'll give you a little secret how I did it. Coke Zero and ibuprofen.
And willpower.
And lots of ibuprofen.
But those are externalities, aren't they? I mean, there was something in you that made you go, it's worth this crunching noise that was apparent in the film. My producers just nearly vomited. But it's true, you know, that there's something driving you inside.
It is true. I remember thinking to myself at one point during the walk that if I have to have titanium knee placed in my leg, then it will be worth it. I'm going to finish this walk. I was absolutely determined to. But, Hilary, as you saw in the film, I had this sort of, how could you say, a little bit like a hare in a greyhound race. A person that I met on the very first day lent me his towel to wrap my knee in ice. And I got it in my head that I would give this towel back to this fellow. He was leaving Santiago on a particular day to go back to Hungary. And I just had this as a this sort of irrational fixed goal. And what it meant was that I was walking sometimes 42, 43 kilometres a day to get this towel back to this fellow. And really, it was nonsensical. I could have posted it to him. He didn't need the towel back, but it was this mechanism that I needed to get me there.
Yeah. And I mean, when I think about it, that's 10, 12, possibly longer hour days.
Yeah.
Johnny Walker Santiago, you will have seen a lot of people walk the trail.
Yes.
And a lot of different styles of walking. How many people kind of drive through, you know, and try and get there fast? And how many people just take their time and maybe don't even think about finishing the whole thing, just go, I'm gonna see where this takes me.
Yeah. Stupid people and Germans.
Or
drive themselves. No, they do actually. They're driven people who walk very fast. The rest of us stop and smell the roses. And that's what always I would advise people to do. It's a wonderful experience.
So even if you just walk a section, is that going to give you that sense of separation and of, I don't know, doing something larger than the mundane?
Well, traditionally, the Camino de Santiago is a long-distance walk. It's a long-distance trek. And, of course, Australians don't travel 22,000 kilometres to walk for 3 days. They tend to walk for a month or 6 weeks or even longer. People in the European countries can walk the Camino at a weekend. So they do it every weekend for several years until they reach Santiago or their week's holiday or when the schools are on holiday. So it's there for everyone to do whatever they want to do.
So how do you write a guide to the Camino, given that, I guess, people come to it with such different motivations and walk it in such different ways?
Well, the history of the Camino is compelling in itself. My guidebooks are start at the corner and walk 100 yards and turn left at the oak tree. So my job is to make sure that people don't get lost. And actually, they don't get lost because the routes are very well signposted, as you will find, Hilary, when you put on your walking shoes and come to Spain.
Might have to deal with some thorny childcare issues along the way, but yes, it's definitely on the bucket list. I'm getting some very extensive knee strapping. Bill Bennett, tell us a bit more about what happened when you got home, because you decided to write this book. What changes did you start to feel percolating within yourself and maybe changing how things were around you?
Hilary, probably the biggest change was humility, because because of this pain that I had during the walk, it humbled me incredibly. I mean, I had in my preparation, I'm a very empirical person, you know, so I work out exactly how far I can go, what my distance is, what my heartbeat is and so forth. And so before I had this sort of flare-up of my knee, I thought, I'm going to crush this. I'm going to smash it out of the park. And then I found myself being passed by 80-year-old women.
Yeah, don't get between an 80-year-old woman and a coffee.
That's right. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, all of my thoughts of how I would approach this Camino were just thrown out the window because of this pain. And so the pain was incredibly humbling. And I brought that humility back with me. I found myself, very strangely, I found myself writing emails and instead of signing off best wishes, I would say thanks. Just little things like that. And that stayed with me still.
Was it a sense of gratitude for your life in a broader sense?
Yeah, I didn't realise it at the time. And one of the things about the Camino is that it has resonance that lasts for years and years. Sometimes they say that everyone who walks the Camino has a question. They may not realise they have a question, but they have a question that the Camino will answer. And sometimes that question is answered months or years later.
Yes, well, and I think that's turning up in our text messages, which we'll finish with today. When I did 6 days on the Camino in 2015 with my son Greg, says Carolyn, backpacked, etc., I had moments like this, she says, trudging along beside kiwi fruit orchards in Spain by myself for about an hour. I thought, this is me, walking alone in Spain, alone and safe as a pyramid. That's from Carolyn in Tygum. And I guess it just shows you the kinds of things that bubble up from deep within you when you set yourself outside your usual life. Johnny Walker Santiago, Bill Bennett, thanks both of you so much for coming into Life Matters today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Bill Bennett's made a film about his experiences on the Camino. It's called The Way, My Way. Johnny Walker Santiago has written guides to the Camino and walked it many times. You're listening to Life Matters. The film is out on the 16th of May, but there are screenings over the next few days in Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia as well, featuring Q&As with Bill and Johnny. You can check online for details.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.